Earth and Sky.
Human beings have been driving the planet out of balance for the last 100 years or so. That hasn't stopped, and it's not likely to.
You're listening to oceanographer Josh Willis of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Willis is talking about what scientists call Earth's energy balance, where the energy from sunlight striking Earth matches the amount Earth radiates back out into space. A key player in that balance are Earth's oceans, which Willis studies using thousands of robotic underwater sensors. Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar spoke with Willis about what role oceans play in Earth's energy balance.
Dr. Willis, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you. Great to be here.
What is Earth's energy balance?
Well, the first thing you have to understand if you want to understand the Earth's energy balance is that everything with a pulse gives off radiation. So everything with a temperature above absolute zero gives off some amount of radiation. And the warmer something is, the hotter it is, the more radiation it gives off. So the sun gives off radiation, and that hits the Earth, and some of it gets absorbed, some of it bounces back out into space. But then the Earth itself also radiates energy back out into space. Now, before the most recent climate change began, these two things were more or less in balance, so the amount of energy we were receiving from the sun was about equal to the energy that the Earth gave off back out into space. So when we talk about the energy balance, we're really talking about the balance between the incoming energy and the outgoing energy.
So energy balance-wise, how is Earth doing right now? Are we balanced in the black or in the red?
Well, we're definitely gaining more energy than we give off in the long run. By changing the composition of Earth's atmosphere, we've essentially made it so that the Earth traps more heat than it radiates back out into space. So by adding greenhouse gases to the atmosphere, we're trapping more of this incoming radiation and keeping it here. So the Earth is essentially out of balance, and the main reason is because of addition of greenhouse gases to the atmosphere by human activities. So this is really global warming 101. The incoming radiation gets trapped and doesn't get radiated back out into space. And this is what causes the Earth to warm up.
How do scientists really know this? How do they measure the amount of heat coming and going from the Earth?
Well, that's a really great question. The energy balance itself is actually very hard to measure because the incoming radiation, the amount of radiation is about, or energy, is about 340 watts per meter squared. And the outgoing radiation, at least apart from climate change, is also about 340 watts per meter squared. They're very close. So you're essentially trying to measure two really big numbers, subtract them from each other, and get a really small number. So measuring the actual energy balance is difficult, although we do have certain satellites that have begun to measure this from space. But primarily the way we observe this imbalance is by looking at its effect on the Earth. So one of the effects, of course, is global warming. It raises the temperature of the atmosphere. And eventually, when this temperature of the atmosphere gets warm enough, the Earth will come back into radiative balance because, remember, the amount of energy that something gives off depends on how warm it is. So eventually we'll warm up the Earth enough that the radiation balance is restored. The problem is then it'll be a new Earth, a warmer Earth. So essentially the way we measure this imbalance is we have to measure the effects on, like, for instance, the atmosphere. But the biggest effect is the ocean, actually. 80 to 90% of this extra energy that's being trapped by the greenhouse gases goes towards warming the oceans.
Tell us more about the role of oceans in Earth's energy balance and how scientists measure changes the oceans make in response to warming.
Well, part of it is you measure the temperature of the ocean and then you know something about the properties of water. Turns out that water has one of the highest, what's called, heat capacities of any substance that we know about. To raise the temperature of water takes a huge amount of energy. So you can think about it when you're boiling a pot of water. You know, you have to leave it on the stove for a long time. It's not really that much water, but it takes a lot of heat, a lot of energy to raise it all the way to boiling. And that's because of water's really high heat capacity. So we know that it takes a lot of energy to change the temperature of water. Then we measure that temperature, and we can figure out, well, that must have taken X amount of energy for this water to heat up by this much. And really the only place that that could come from is this imbalance of the radiation budget or the energy budget.
Tell us about your studies of ocean temperature.
Well, my own work really focuses on trying to measure the temperature of the oceans really over the past 15 or so years, really since we've had some extra tools at our disposal to figure out what the ocean's doing. Tools like the satellite altimeters, which tell us about sea surface height changes. So basically, I use these tools and then then lots and lots of temperature measurements of the ocean. If you want to know how warm the temperature of the ocean is, you can see the very surface from space. But if you want to really know what the whole water column is doing, you have to put a thermometer in the ocean and measure it. So we have data from millions of different instruments that actually measure the temperature of the ocean. And one of the things that I do is take all that data and then try and calculate just how much the oceans have warmed.
What does all this mean for people listening right now? And I'm getting at the connection of climate with Earth's energy balance.
The basic story here is that the overall climate is warming. But, you know, as soon as you start to look at the details, it's really very complicated. Climate's a very complicated system, and we're still working out all the details. It is expected that some places will get more rainfall, some places will get less. Some places will get more warm, some places will get, you know, less warm. But definitely, the impact of our activities on the climate is really unequivocal. One of the most important places we see it is in the ocean. The oceans are rising, they're warming, and sea level rise is really one of the things that we're going to have to grapple with most immediately, and it's going to affect a huge number of people. So the oceans are playing an important role, but also you have to remember that the oceans help drive regional climate as well. In Southern California, you know, we care a lot about when the next El Nino or La Nina is coming. So these are all parts of the ocean that we're watching very carefully, they're part of a sort of evolving picture of how we understand climate change.
That was oceanographer Josh Willis of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory speaking with Earth Skies Jorge Salazar. Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.